Well, as Mary said, Rosh Hashanah is a festive occasion. And so we're going to be having a picnic tomorrow. We'll have our Tashlich service. But it's also a time to just play and have fun. And so in the spirit of that festivity, I have a few jokes for you. Here's one. What food is served at birthday parties in heaven? Do you know? Yes, angel food cake. Very good. Here's another one. Why was the birthday cake as hard as rock? Because it was marble cake. Estra will like this one. Where do you find a birthday present for a cat? In a catalog. I don't know if Carl is here, but Carl, you would love this one. When is a birthday cake like a golf ball? When it's been sliced. Okay, and a final one. Now you know why I became a rabbi and not a comedian. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
Abby. Abby birthday. Now today is Rosh Hashanah. So why am I sharing all these birthday jokes? Well, it's because on Rosh Hashanah, we celebrate several important birthdays. In fact, Rosh Hashanah is traditionally a birthday celebration. Did you know that? One birthday that we celebrate is traditionally called Yom Harat Olam, Birthday of the World. Why is this? Well, one explanation that our rabbis came up with is that if you take the first word in the Bible, Bereshit, which has the letters Beit, Resh, Aleph, Shin, Yud, and Tav, the letters can be rearranged to spell Aleph B'Tishri, which means on the first day of the month of Tishri. So Rabbi Eliezer would say that we can read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, as informing us that, quote, on the first day of Tishri, which is today, God created the heavens and the earth. Are you convinced by Rabbi Eliezer's argument? Well, maybe, maybe not. But the point is, the world had to have been created on some day, right? Why not Rosh Hashanah? But the Midrash is not so sure about Rabbi Eliezer's view. From the Midrash's perspective, it is close, but no cigar. According to the Midrash, the 25th day of the month of Elul, which was last Shabbat, is the birthday of the world, which means that today, Rosh Hashanah, 6 days later, actually celebrates the sixth day of creation, which is the birthday of Adam, or you might say, the birthday of humanity. Of course, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer and the Midrash. He says that the world was created at the beginning of the month of Passover, the month of Nisan, the Torah's new year. And then, of course, there is Rabbeinu Tam, the wise guy, who says, Elu ve'elu, both views are correct. Rabbeinu Tam says that Rabbi Eliezer is correct, that the world was created in the month of Tishri. And Rabbi Yehoshua is also correct, that the world was created in the month of Nisan. But how can they both be correct? The answer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that in Machshava, in thought, Hashem created the world during the month of Tishri, But in Maaseh, indeed, Hashem created the world during the month of Nisan. Ay, 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 ay. What other birthdays do we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah? Notably, in our Torah portion for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read from Genesis chapter 21. Why did the sages choose this particular text to read on this holiday? It is because we are told in Genesis chapter 21 about a very special birthday. Abraham and Sarah were not able to have children, but in Genesis chapter 21, we are told about a miracle baby who was born, and his name was Yitzchak, or Isaac. And according to tradition, Isaac was born on Rosh Hashanah. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, Isaac is a reminder to us that Hashem is a God of miracles. Do you need a miracle in your life? Do you need an Isaac, a little miracle from the Lord? Well, today is the day to remember that the Lord is the God of miracles. And He, I want you to know, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Asaph says in Psalm 77, verse 14, Ata ha'el osei fele, you are the God who does wonders. Let's all say that together. You are the God who does wonders. One more time. You are the God who does wonders. Let's close our eyes and say it. You are the God who does wonders. Today on Rosh Hashanah, we remember the wonder child, Isaac, and remember that we serve a God of miracles. If there is something going on in your life where you just can't seem to wrap your arms around it, you just can't seem to get it going, it's not happening, remember, we serve a God of miracles. Now, remember the sermon I gave a few weeks ago, too. He doesn't always do things in our timing, but He is a God of miracles. What other birthdays do we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah? Well, the Haftorah portion, the reading from the prophets on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 10. Why did the sages choose this particular text to read on the holiday? Well, it's because we are told about how Hannah, actually, you could take that off for a moment. Thank you. It is because we are told about how Hannah, or in English, Hannah, was not able to have children. But the Lord, the God of wonders, gave Hannah a miracle child named Shmuel, or in English, Samuel. And according to tradition, Samuel was born on guess what day? You got it, Rosh Hashanah. It is notable that when Hannah came to worship at the house of the Lord, her mindset was that if the Lord gave her a child, she would in turn dedicate this child to the Lord. She says to the Lord, to Hashem, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, Adonai Tzevaot, if you will notice how humiliated your servant is, if you will remember me and not forget your servant, but will give your servant a male child, then I will give him to Adonai for as long as he lives. These words went from Hannah's mouth, from her lips, to God's ears. The Lord heard her prayer and gave Hannah a son. And she named him Shmuel, Samuel, saying, because I asked Adonai for him. Now, if you think of the name Shmuel, you can almost guess what it may mean. We're not certain. But the shma sounds kind of like shma, doesn't it? And then you have the El, which means God. So perhaps it means something like heard God. And Hannah was faithful to her end of the deal. She dedicated Samuel to the Lord. Hannah declares in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 through 28, I prayed for this child, and Adonai has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to Adonai. For his whole life he will be given over to Adonai. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, when we remember the birth of the miracle child, Shmuel, do we have the mindset of his mother that what we receive from the Lord should be dedicated to the Lord? Several months ago, when David Ween got a car, a really nice car. Have you seen that sports car out there? Like nice black sport? That's it. David told me that he wanted to dedicate his car to the Lord. So a bunch of us went outside the synagogue and prayed that the Lord would bless this car and that it would be used for Hashem's purposes. And was it blessed? Did good things happen? Yes, good things happened because what God gave David was dedicated to the Lord. And that is the spirit of Hannah's prayer and the spirit of Rosh Hashanah, that the Lord would answer our prayers. We're going to be praying a lot during Rosh Hashanah. We prayed during the service. When we go home, we're going to pray. When we come back tomorrow, for those who can come, we're going to pray some more. When we go to the picnic, we'll pray a little more. We'll eat a lot, but we'll pray a little more. And in the spirit of Hannah's prayer, we find ourselves during Rosh Hashanah asking the Lord during this new year, 5774, we should be saying to the Lord, Lord, we will be faithful to devote to you the gifts that you generously give us. And you know what? When we do that, we grow in our walk with the Lord. We get closer to the Lord. Another significant statement in our Haftorah text is Eli's blessing at the house of God in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17. Here, Eli the priest says, Lechi leshalom, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. This is what Eli says to Hannah. Like Hannah, we too are in the house of God today. The temple is in ruins. The temple in Jerusalem is no more. And so the synagogue is where we come to pray, to worship, to bring our offerings, and to be strengthened in the Lord. We do not have a priest, a Kohen, officiating in the house of God like Eli, but we do have a rabbi. I am the rabbi. And I want to say to you, all of you this evening, Lechi l'shalom, go in peace. And may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. Let me say that one more time. As the rabbi, Lechi l'shalom, go in peace. And may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. May this be a year when you see the answers to your big prayers. There is one last birthday that we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah in the Messianic Jewish community. What is it? Well, Rosh Hashanah is a new moon, and so we might say that Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate Rosh Chodesh, the great new moon festival, even as Asaph sings in Psalm 81, verses 3 through 4, where he says, "Sound the ram's horn at the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh, and when the moon is full, on the day of our feast. This is a decree for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob." And here Asaph is referring to Rosh Hashanah and the Feast of Sukkot, which takes place on the full moon. What is this new moon festival that the psalmist is referring to? It is Yom Teruah, the day of blowing the shofar. Who here wants to hear the sound of the shofar? Yay! Well, if you come tomorrow, you will hear the sound of the shofar. And if you can't come tomorrow and you have a shofar at home, blow it at home. You can hear the sound of the shofar at home too. Significantly, in the Brit Chadashah, the New Testament, we are told that the new moon has a special messianic significance. Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 17, "Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Shabbat day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in the Messiah." What Paul is saying is that the celebration of the new moon, and Rosh Hashanah in particular, points toward the Messiah. In the same way that Yeshua's shadow on the Galilean hilltops pointed to Yeshua himself. Or to put it another way, when we look up into the sky tonight and see a moon being born, the sliver of the moon coming out today and tomorrow, we should think of the birth of the Messiah. Today is yet another day to remember the birth of a miracle child, the ultimate miracle child, Yeshua HaMashiach Adonenu, Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord. Today is a day to remember that this child gave us the ability to enter into a sweet new year. Today is ultimately a celebration of his birthday and the light that he brings into this world as the Or Olam, the light of the world. Today we have talked about how Rosh Hashanah is really one big birthday party. Remember those jokes I told you? That's right, it's one big birthday party. It is Yom Harat Olam, the birthday of the world, according to tradition. Also traditionally, it is the birthday of Yitzchak, Isaac, and of Shmuel, Samuel, and of the greatest miracle child of all, Yeshua, the Messiah. Let's pray. Avinu Sheva Shemayim, our Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this day to celebrate all these birthdays. Lord, we thank you that you brought this world into being. You spoke, and the world, as we know it, came into being by your power. We thank you, Lord, that you spoke, and Yitzhak and Shmuel came into being. And you spoke, and you sent your word, the living word, Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel, to walk among us and to show us the way to a sweet and everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for all these blessings on this Rosh Hashanah. We thank you in the name of Yeshua. Amen.